This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump has defied a threat from Michigan's top law enforcement official by going maskless inside a Ford automobile plant outside Detroit. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
The president toured a factory now making ventilators. All the Ford executives giving the tour wore masks per company policy. The president alone did not, at least not where reporters and cameras could see him.
I had one on before. I wore one in this back area, but I didn't want to give the press the pleasure of seeing it.
At one point, pulling a White House branded mask from his pocket.
I think I look better in the mask.
Asked what kind of example it set for the public not to see him wearing it.
I think it sets an example both ways.
Michigan's attorney general earlier told CNN state law requires masks be worn in enclosed facilities, and if the president refused to wear one, he'd be banned from those spaces again. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A new poll from the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds President Trump's ratings are unchanged when Americans were asked about the handling of the coronavirus outbreak. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The new poll shows that 41% of Americans approve of President Trump's job performance, while 58% disapprove. That might not sound good, but it's consistent with opinions of Trump from polls taken before the pandemic. The poll found just 31% of Americans approve of the federal government's response, including 20% of Trump supporters, suggesting that some view the president standing apart from the apparatus he oversees. Alice Stewart, a Republican campaign strategist, says the Trump presidency is a perfect example of a Rorschach test of politics. People that want to see the president is doing a good job will see that, regardless of where the chips fall. Jennifer King, Washington.
For more, log on to our website. This is VOA News. A divided Senate has confirmed a former congressman as President Donald Trump's new director of national intelligence. We get more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Former Texas Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe has been approved by the Senate on a slim 49-44 vote as director of national intelligence. The last Senate-confirmed intelligence director was former Indiana Senator Dan Coats, who was popular with his former colleagues in Congress, but left the post last summer after clashing with President Trump. Ratcliffe replaces acting director Richard Grenell, who is Trump's ambassador to Germany. Despite voting as a bloc against him, Democrats allowed a quick vote on Ratcliffe, dropping their usual procedural delays in a show that they preferred him over Grenell. Tim McGuire, Washington.
More than 2.4 million people applied for unemployment benefits last week in the latest wave of layoffs from the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The number of people out of work has grown to over 38 million, although the flood of layoffs is slowing.
We've seen claims decline for seven straight weeks. So it's obvious that the pace of layoffs is slowing.
And while the job losses happen so quickly, PNC chief economist Gus Fauché thinks rehiring will take a lot longer.
Even if consumers are spending, the level of spending is still much lower than it was in February and early March. And so businesses may not see the need to rehire even if the economy is growing.
Shelley Antler, Washington.
Wide swaths of coastal India and Bangladesh are flooded and millions are without power. As Cyclone Amphan, the most powerful storm to hit the region in more than a decade, has cut a path of destruction that is still being assessed. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Many parts of the Indian metropolis of Kolkata, home to more than 14 million people, are underwater, and its airport has closed briefly by flooding. Roads are littered with uprooted trees and lampposts, electricity and communication lines are down, and centuries-old buildings are damaged. Officials in both countries say the full extent of the damage caused by the cyclone is not known because communications to many places are cut. Hundreds of thousands of people were evacuated ahead of the storm, a process complicated by the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Zaria Shackley.
China's parliament will propose legislation to protect security in Hong Kong in response to pro-democracy protests in the territory last year that often turned violent. The legislation could lead to a change in Hong Kong's special status in the U.S. and is likely to trigger more unrest. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.